Now, I am delighted to welcome to the programme Brenda Malone, who is the curator of the Irish Wars exhibition at the National Museum of Ireland, down there in Collins's Barracks in Benburb Street. Brenda, you're very welcome. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Donny.
You have an absolutely fascinating conference coming up shortly. Can you tell me about
it?
Because a lot of people listening would be very familiar with our avid interest in history, so this is of particular interest to us here at Near FM.
Okay, well, we're having a conference here in Collins Barracks at, on the 9th of November this year. It will be an all-day conference. It's a Saturday, and everyone's welcome to book and to come along. And we're basically, we're exploring what happened after World War One here in Ireland. So we're looking at a number of different topics. We're looking at how peace affected Ireland, that's the peace that came after World War One, and also how then the War of Independence affected that peace and how people lived in Ireland during that time. And also, we're really interested in exploring things like the trauma that people underwent after undergoing such terrible experiences in the war, not just on the front, but then also at home in the War of Independence.
Brenda, can I just, I'll come back to that in one second, but it's just in the lead into this interview, and I was very excited to get the opportunity to talk to you. It must be a phenomenally busy 5 or 6 years for you, because you have the 1916 commemorations, then you have the World War One commemorations, then you've had, we'd say, for want of a better word, the period surrounding the Tan War, and coming up then, on the heels of this, is the commemorations for the War of Independence. So it must be a ferociously busy period for you.
I'd say, like, for Ireland, it's been a very busy 10 years even already. Well, maybe not quite 10 years, but we've been doing our decade of commemorations since 2013, when we were commemorating the centenary of the lockout. And then we moved straight into World War One. And then we were into 1916, and we were commemorating both the Rising and the Battle of the Somme on this island. So it's been a very, very busy period so far, and we're only about halfway through it. England have been kind of lucky in that they had 1914 to 1918, where they were talking about World War One, whereas we've got this really complex period to talk about during this time. So it's not only men fighting on the front in World War One, but men fighting at home for independence here, and then even up to and including the Civil War in 1922. So an extremely complex period to be talking about over a very long time.
Yes, indeed, and but absolutely fascinating. And of course, I mean, unless you're totally a total Luddite, it's something that shaped the destiny, and still to this day is shaping the way our country is evolving, because you will still hear references made back to those times in our history. Brenda, it's very important, I suppose, to point out that this period that that you are going to commemorate now, it's very important that people realise, I suppose, that at this time, Dublin was the second city of the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, soldiers returning from the front, and I mean, let's be honest, Brenda, this was long before post-traumatic stress or any of those things were diagnosed, but they didn't exactly get the heroes welcome home, did they?
No, they didn't indeed. In fact, immediately after the Rising, we're looking at men who fought on the front being almost vilified as they come home from the war, which makes what happens to them doubly traumatic, really. And interesting that you should say that about treatment, but we do have, on the day of the lecture, we've got Professor Brendan Kelly talking about trauma, shell shock, and the treatment that people received in the Richmond War Hospital up here in Dublin, which is actually just around the corner from Collins Barracks. So we'll be dealing with that subject as well, it was recognised that people were going through traumatic experiences and it was affecting them. However, it was still a completely different understanding of shell shock and PTSD in those days than we have now. But it's quite interesting that it was actually being treated here and being treated quite successfully here in Dublin.
Now, I know from doing some of our own historical documentaries here at Near FM over the years that a lot of soldiers who fought in World War One couldn't really, to be honest, I suppose, and I don't wish to sound like a heretic here when it comes to history, but they couldn't have given a rattling damn one way or the other about war or about the Kaiser or about what was happening in Europe. It was basically the only way they had of feeding their families, because there was absolute poverty in Dublin at the time. So I will presume that's where the phrase taking the Queen's shilling came from.
It is indeed where that phrase came from. When it comes to people's motivations behind signing up and going to war, I'd say there's probably as many different motivations as there were people who signed up and went to war. So some people were absolutely desperate to be able to feed their family, and so they took the King's shilling. Other people really wanted the excitement of war. It was probably their only chance to ever travel. And you have to remember, at the beginning of the war, it was all supposed to end quite quickly. And so nobody really foresaw the kind of the horrors and the years of horror that were coming upon them. So for some people, it really was an opportunity to get out of Ireland, to see the world. For other people, like the PALS regiments, you're looking at people who maybe came from wealthy families who were getting a good education, and they were maybe studying in King's Inns or Trinity, and their friends were signing up, and so they were signing up as well to support their friends. So it was mostly to do with being with their friends and giving that support rather than any kind of loyalty to the King. And having said that, some people were unionists and would have had great loyalty to the King, and that would have influenced them signing up. But generally, we can't really see the motivations behind why people did it. We can just guess at the number of reasons why they might have.
Yeah, I think it's a very good way of putting it, actually, Brenda, that there was as many reasons for people going as there were people who went. Anyway, we don't want to spoil the day for the people that's going along by divulging everything that's going to be talked about in detail. So maybe if you give us a run through, because I see the registration is at 9:30 a.m. on this Saturday. So that is going to be, I presume, registration. Everything will take place in Collins Barracks there on Bryn Bawr Street.
Everything will take place here in Collins Barracks. You need to sign up just on Eventbrite beforehand to make sure that you've got a place. So if you go on to the events section of the National Museum of Ireland website, and or if you just go on to Eventbrite to book your ticket there, and then we look forward to seeing you on the day. We'll be talking about how soldiers came home, how women were removed from the workplace in order to make room for the men, and how they had to fit back into their family life. We're looking at businesses and employment and how the war and the War of Independence had affected people's loyalties and how that came out in businesses. We're looking at trauma. We're looking at the violence against women, and we're looking at how also we'll have a special performance by Anu and Kushkame, as we're having a special exhibition called Beyond These Rooms, which is an art installation which looks at some of the experiences of people after the North King Street Massacre in 1916. So we're really looking at the entire period as well.
And the event runs until what time in the day again, is it, Brenda?
That'll be until about 5 o'clock in the evening. And then at 6 o'clock, we're having our special annual lecture, which is the F. Glenn Thompson annual lecture. And this year, we'll be having Dr. Eve Morrison, who is the Canon Murray Fellow in Irish History at Oxford. And she'll be giving a talk on the... it's called In Ireland There Is No Peace, Irish Great War Veterans and Irish Separatists in 1919. So that should be a very interesting and very topical lecture for the period of the decade of commemorations that we're in now.
Yeah, it's an absolutely fascinating period in our history, as indeed we Irish seem to have the ability to make anything that happens into something that It might be a 1 or 2 week event, or in this case maybe a couple of year event, but we can get 100 years out of it quite easily.
We can indeed, yeah. But I think in Ireland we do love history. And certainly in 2016 we saw a great upsurge in people's general interest in history, which was absolutely fantastic to see. So we're continuing on with that now.
And it is brilliant to see it, and you know, it's something that I think And I don't want to diverge maybe away from what we're talking about, but I think maybe that it is very pertinent to our little discussion this afternoon, Brenda, in that, you know, if you look at the political scene at the moment, the lack of knowledge, historical knowledge, among the general population in Britain when it comes to Ireland is frighteningly, it's unbelievable, like, that they have so little knowledge of what happened over the last 100 years, whereas the general ordinary run-of-the-mill Irish person can quote events and dates off the top of their head. They don't even need to refer to literature. They know it. And is it something that's ingrained in us, Brenda, do you think?
I think certainly it is something that is passed down to us from our families because of what our nation has been through and what our ancestors have been through. But also, we've always had... it's always been talked about in school, in our history curriculum. It's always been very strongly emphasised, which is why it would be terrible that if history is dropped as a compulsory subject. I think it's really important that students continue to learn Irish history, because history is a great way of learning how to think critically. And so, honestly, students learning history in school is great for the general education system and for people, educating people on how to think critically about things. In England, unfortunately, it's not that they don't do history, it's just that they don't have Irish history on their curriculum. So there is a general lack of knowledge about in Britain about their our shared history in that way. But I think they are slowly learning. I think recent events has kind of brought to bear on them that that they might need to polish up on their Irish history a little bit. But we will be talking about that shared history also in the upcoming revamp of an exhibition that we've got here. We've got Part of Soldiers and Chiefs, which is the War of Independence and Civil War, which we're doing a bit of a revamp on. We're putting some extra objects in, a couple of extra pieces, just to mark the centenary of the War of Independence. And so we hope to have people come up and have a look at that when we're opening that up again in January. And that will be based at looking at the interaction between Ireland and Britain in that period. So it hopefully will encourage more people to come to a better understanding of what was going on between our nations.
Yeah, it might be no harm, Brendan, if some British politicians were brought over and instructed. It might save them from going down a road that they may not want to, because you and I know history has a habit of repeating itself, Brenda.
It does indeed, and one of the things that we'll be looking at is just exactly how it is that the period that we're talking about in the exhibition, how that is influencing what is going on now, including the elephant in the room, which is the border.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And can I just refer back one second, Brenda, there to a comment you made in relation to the removal, I suppose is the phrase I'll use, of history from the classrooms in Ireland. I couldn't echo your sentiments loudly enough. Now, I am heartened to see that I think that decision may be getting revisited.
Maybe.
And yeah. I sincerely hope it is, because a nation who doesn't know its history, it's not good, because we all need to know, we all need to belong. And we all need to know where we came from, and we all need to know what shaped the country we're living in. And can I say before we part company this afternoon, Brenda, that I think a huge debt of gratitude is owed to you and everybody down there in the National Museum for what you're doing, because it is absolutely tremendous work. It's absolutely terrific, and it's a beautiful place, and it's long overdue that we have it. And I, for one, am delighted that it's there.
Thanks very much. We're all very happy to always to work here. We love this. We just love this place. And there's been so many people who are involved in the exhibitions that we put up here that it would be a very long list of people who that debt is applied to, including lists of curators in the past who collected objects from our history. So.
Yeah, and it's very important that they are preserved and cared for and kept there for future generations, because you know, I suppose it is a nice way of saying it as well, Brenda, like that, yes, well, you're the curator there, but you're actually only keeping that stuff intact so that you can pass it on to the next person.
Just temporarily, exactly, yeah. We're all just temporarily doing this.
Brenda, this exhibition is coming up in a couple of days' time on Saturday. So will you, once more for our listeners, can you give a run-through of the procedures about how you get your place and what your time schedule is, etc., for before and after, please?
Sure, indeed. So the programme runs from 9:30 a.m. So it's registration here in Collins Barracks, underneath the Palatine Room outside Brambles at 9:30. There will be a welcome by our director, Lynn Scarfe, at about 5 to 10, and then we'll be kicking off at 10 o'clock for the day until 5 p.m. At 6 p.m., then we'll have the F. Glenn Thompson lecture. And you can register by going to Eventbrite, or you can get to the Eventbrite page by going to the National Museum of Ireland events page and look for a conference after the war, peace and conflict, and from there you can get onto Eventbrite to book your ticket.
And indeed, and also I presume to for people that they should every couple of weeks maybe check your website as well, because there's always events ongoing there in Collins Barracks.
There's always events ongoing, and we're looking at programmes for next year as well, so keep an eye on the calendar of events for anything that might catch your fancy.
Brenda Malone,
across all of our four sites as well. So a lot of different kinds of events going on. Something for everybody.
Excellent stuff, Brenda. Brenda Malone, curator of the Irish Wars exhibition at the National Museum of Ireland, decorative arts and history, even Collins Barracks, Benbourg Street, Dublin. Brenda, listen, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. It has been an absolute pleasure and a privilege. And thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.